50 Bud Family Bottles, and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving a couple hundred bucks a month on your mortgage payment? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everyone gets locked in before it's too late. With rates this low, we are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment. It only takes 5 minutes to figure out how much money I can save you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family Bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
What we're about to explain to you now is painful for me to explain. For 35 years, there's been a segment of the show. It's like a show within a show called Pinion's Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And about 25 years ago, I hired five singers, and I rewrote an old song called Happy Days Are Here Again. It was used as an election at Happy Days Are Here Again, and I rewrote it and made it the Playhouse theme. It is the single most important part of the show. Now, there are a lot of things that are going to happen here in the next, I would say the next 30 days, that we cannot control. Little glitches. Johnny Lomax is working his butt off, building a great studio.
Well, and we're learning new equipment. And
we are.
Thanks, Dan.
Systems.
And you can't. You don't know.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
You don't know if anything is going to work until you actually go on the air and try it out. That stuff we can't control. We fix it as it goes. What we can control is something like, oh, I don't know, let's see, making sure that when you come in the first day, you have the theme to the most important part of the show. That falls on the Brit. That falls on Limey Phillips. And about an hour and a half ago, I'm sorry, hit it again. About an hour and a half ago, he looks over at me during a break and he says, oh, Frank, I forgot something. And I said, what? I thought he meant like, I forgot to get my Coca-Cola. No. I forgot the theme to the Playhouse. And I said, what?
You know what? And when he says it, it's not that, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal.
Well, because everything he says, when you're British, sounds so serious and proper. It's like, even if you make a mistake, it's a proper mistake. But here's what we're faced with.
Right.
It's time for the Playhouse. Now, at the old station, the Playhouse didn't start about 5:15 because they ran too many commercials.
Way too many commercials.
We don't do that here. So here's what we're going to do. As his punishment, he's going to sing you the Playhouse theme. And if I really wanted to punish him, I'd have him just hang out there alone. At least we're going to give him some accompaniment. Yeah. One of the greatest harmonica players.
Thanks, Dan.
Ever. Dan Strauss is going to play the Playhouse theme.
Behind Clint Black.
second only to Clint Black. And Limey is going to sing the theme that he forgot to load into the machine.
Oh, man.
I had one job. I had one job.
And Dan, please remind me in the Playhouse to tell them the story of the sound effects. I call it a machine. Oh, it's a hard drive. Because yes. It's a great story about the evil empire that we left.
Okay.
And now, without further ado, you need a note? You know,
Yeah, if I could, just a little test.
You ready?
Dan. Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Okay, that works.
All right.
Here we go. Ready?
I'm really trying to remember the words
now. You'll remember.
Yeah, I know.
You'll remember.
I know. Right. I know. Okay. All right. Okay.
You need this. They always do this. Dan, I don't know why they do this, Dan. One, two. One, two.
Opinion Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air. So join his partners and him. There's no fun left on FM. Then they're full of chat and they're full of shit.
C-H-I-T.
C-H-I-T. Yeah. So listen in and be part of it. Because there's something
hold on, and then something else. It's so get loosened up.
Get loosened up.
So we're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Is there a gong in this studio?
So no, there's
can
no,
I gong him?
No. So get loosened up.
I can do a buzzer.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. So
we're
get,
full of chat
so
and we're full of chit.
So get loosened up. We're about to get.
Okay. So loosen up. We're about to get.
Start over with chat and chit.
Okay, full of chat and they're full of shit. So loosen up and I've already forgotten it.
So
no, that's not it.
I've already forgotten it.
Let's just get to the end.
We're about to
okay.
Just sing Opinion's Playhouse on the air.
Frank Opinion's Playhouse on the air.
That's not even close, but
Opinion's
that's okay.
Playhouse is on
yeah,
the air.
That's okay. Now, Dan, Playhouse. If you will just play the harmonica, because normally, now do we have Bruce? Oh, there it is.
Hey!
Turn that up a little bit. Now.
See, I got that one.
Now we're back on track. This is where we introduce the players in the room, and we have a room full today. To my left, your right speaker in your car, would be the man who I am pleasantly surprised to hear deliver a rock-solid newscast. And he'll be doing that at the top of every hour. His name is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. And tomorrow I'll have a gong in studio in case that ever happens again.
You'll wear it out in an hour. To his left is the one and only, the man who is doing his best to someday be able to say he's been everywhere. And he's close. Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
I'm going clockwise around the room. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
The man who has made 63 mistakes already. Because I have keeping track of them.
A new low.
Thank you. Is Trevor Limey Phillips from Birmingham, England. You might want to say hello and just say then, I'm so sorry.
Hello, and I am so, so sorry.
All right.
Oh, hold on a second. What? I'm supposed to say hello to Mark and Jason.
That's right, your sponsor. We yes. get used to
that's
this.
Another mistake.
My sponsor.
No, that's my mistake.
No.
Dan Strauss, say hi to your sponsor.
Hello to my sponsor, MarkandJason.com.
And we'll add more to that and expand it as we go along. And, of course, the greatest polka orchestra in the world, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Hang on a second. I'm not doing an applause, right? First
attitude.
Of all, this is happening. Where did I put that bloody
attitude.
Thing? There it is. Okay. First of all,
you never talk over this.
Yeah, you're
ladies
not supposed to. You turn the mics off.
Stop everything.
You were talking
when you play thing. That indicates we are off the air.
Okay, well, let me play it again.
No, and
so
somebody is getting their butt chewed out. That's what that means.
Okay, right. I'm going to go ahead and hit play it so we can have a quick off the air conversation, all right?
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Because of all of the mistakes he's made, he caused me to forget to introduce Hebe Jimenez and Red Boy.
Oh.
That's on me, but it's really on him because he screwed up so much stuff today.
And Bernice.
Bernice.
Your horse is hind, yeah.
And she's talking to you. You know, when a guy forgets the Playhouse theme, it throws everybody off. So let me say hi to three other people. in charge of security, Hebe Jimenez. There he is, the happiest guy in the world. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse's hind end.
And Rat Boy says he doesn't even want to be on the show anymore after today. But I'm going to ask him to reconsider, and I'll just say it. Go ahead.
Jeez.
All right, and we'll talk to him. We'll get him back. And now, do I introduce Bruce Limprist?
Yeah.
The world's greatest polka orchestra, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. There you go.
Okay, now.
Long way getting there.
We were actually doing so well.
No, we weren't. You know the only person in here who's done his job well? Tim Woodburn. The only guy, because he only has to do one thing, top of the hour, and that's the news. And he's done it really, really well. Now, Bill's going to have his segment. I have a couple of pieces of business. One of the great sponsors who's with us and listening now, I'm sure, is Derek Nagel. Derek, thank you for your support. Thanks for being part of the show. And you are part of a radio station that we are proud to be. It is so nice to have support, to have a station not working against you, but working with you and supporting you and rooting for you. And that's what the audience has done and will continue to do. So, folks, if you are in the... one of the things I like here is we all have proximity cards. That's the business that Gateway Lock and Security is in. That's one of the things they do. Now, this was all put together before they knew who Gateway Lock and Security was. I guarantee you, if they had known about them, that's who would have done this proximity card system. You walk up here to the radio station. I hold my card up to a sensor. Red turns green. You walk in the door. They do a keyless entry. Keyless entry and proximity cards are two different things, but in a sense, they are the same. You don't need a key. You walk up and punch a code and you're in. It knows who you are. They do that. And here's the other thing they do. Surveillance cameras. Security cameras. Ultra high definition surveillance cameras. Two great things happen when you have security cameras. If somebody is stupid enough to harm, damage, steal, whatever, your property, your family, your business, they will be caught on those cameras. The definition is so unbelievable, you can zoom in and count their nose hairs. They're going to jail. There will be a positive ID. But even better is the number of crimes prevented by surveillance cameras. And that's something you'll never be able to track, because when somebody looks up and sees those cameras, unless they're stupid, and there are lots of stupid criminals, they're going to move on to somewhere where they don't have cameras. So if proximity cards, keyless entry, surveillance cameras, any of that stuff is something you're interested in for your home or business, why don't you do this show and this company a favor and at least talk to them? Have a consultation with them, because they have systems that will accommodate any budget. Gateway Lock and Security. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. Sounds a little low for me, but we'll go with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who's on the way to being everywhere, he's getting close. Say hello to Bill Cleveland.
Hey!
Good to be here. How you doing?
Like your digs.
I want to listen to everybody by Windoworld. Windoworld, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. This is a neat place. And don't you feel better here? The vibe is better?
Yeah, absolutely.
The other place, everybody agrees, is like working in a mortuary.
Well, and I'll be honest, I want to say that I came in to see you guys. I just wanted to come in and see a radio station that had a phone system that wasn't from 1965. So this was nice to see.
They have one here. And there's actually a good morale here and a good attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people who enjoy working for the people they're working for. And it's nice. And Windoworld is your sponsor. What do you have for us?
All right. Going to take a quick trip to Montgomery, Alabama.
Never been there.
Limey, ever been to Montgomery, Alabama?
I have not.
Well, it is home to the Hank Williams Museum.
All right.
I assume you're a Hank Williams fan. They got a 6,000 square foot collection of Williams memorabilia, including his famous 1952 baby blue Cadillac.
That's the one I think he died in. Is it not?
Yeah. Along with suits, boots, hats, ties, awards, furniture, all sorts of stuff, including his horse saddle that he used to use.
Can I stop you? Because I don't know if English British people are into Hank Williams. You've heard of Hank Williams Sr.?
I know of Hank Williams.
Okay. But you don't know much about him.
Well,
I think stuns a lot of people, because when you say senior, you think of the dad of Hank Jr., and you think older. Tell him how old he was when he died.
29?
Yes.
Yeah.
29. Yeah.
He was on his way to a concert in Canton, Ohio, I believe, when he overdosed, or I think that was the story. He was born in Mount Olive, Alabama. Said that his very first song that he ever learned was On Top of Old Smokey, which I'm not a fan of that song. That was the first one he ever learned.
Probably should know it. On Top of Old Smokey, all covered with Dew. Is that the way?
Oh,
yep. That song I know.
Okay. I lost my true lover, blah, 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 blah. No.
He recorded 225 songs in just 5 years, which you mentioned he died at 29. He had a... but the museum's pretty cool. Lots of cool memorabilia. Really tells the story of Hank Williams, who I think most people, even today, would say one of the greatest
singer-songwriters. He had written so many songs, and they were songs with words that you can't... You can't even understand or begin to understand how a guy only 29 could write a song about heartbreak and lost love and all the things most people have to be 60 to go through. He wrote like
Your
that.
Your cheating heart.
What happened there?
No, that was Dan.
He was one of the first three people to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame as well. So it's a really cool museum, though. Lots of cool stuff located not far from his final resting place there in Montgomery, Alabama. So you want to learn more about that or other road trip ideas, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. Ooh, what do I say at the end? I don't know. I guess I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There you go.
All right.
That's it. So far, not one person has messed up and said the name of the other place.
Mm-hmm. I was very close when I answered the phone.
That's one mistake I haven't made.
No, I didn't make that. And I wrote it down in front of me.
Bill, do you know the number to call in here?
I don't know.
We told people to remember?
Something about cannibalism?
Yes, two cannibals. Here we go. Two cannibals ate two people, and they ate them at 8:55 in the morning. That's important. Okay. And then they talked about it. So, you start with the time. What time was it?
8:55.
And 2 ate how many?
2 ate 2.
That's right. And then they talked about it.
Talk. So, 8:55, 2 ate 2, talk.
See?
Wow.
See how easy that is? Isn't that great? Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
That's good.
That was great. Well done. Well done. Do you want to listen to some Hank Williams Jr.? Williams? I've got some Hey Good Looking.
Play it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Good Looking, what you got cooking?
Oh, look. He's doing an intro.
Just for you.
What is it?
It's called Hey Good Looking.
What you got cooking? Oh, yeah.
Listen to that steel guitar.
Say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
How's about cooking? Something up with me. On my phone, on the iPod part where you have music, I have, and I told Dan this, one of these days, I'm going to get up with the Seven Saturn Band, his band.
Seventh Planet Band?
Right. And I'm going to sing a song. But I have to find a song I can actually sing, because I'm not a singer. But there's probably...
You're a pretty good singer.
No, there's probably...
Yeah, he is.
I think he could probably pull off some meatloaf.
There is probably a song... Some what?
Some meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
You know?
No. Frank doesn't even know who that meatloaf is.
Oh, I know meatloaf is.
Okay.
Meatloaf, that Rocky Horror Pictures. Yeah, I know he is.
Yeah.
And one of the songs I was considering was, and see if you can find this, it's Hank Williams Sr. and Jr. when they mixed them together for There's a Tear in My Beer. Have you ever heard this
before? Well, I don't know.
There's a tear in my beer. Right, come cry for you, dear.
Here we go.
You are on my lonely mind. What is that other noise?
That's lightning.
No.
It's the music video. It's the only thing I could find.
Turn it up. Just turn it up. This is him with his dad.
Into these last beer.
I have cried a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. Dad and I can do this together. I could be senior. He could be junior. I'm going to keep drinking until I'm petrified. All right, if you haven't ever seen it, go to YouTube and pull up A Tear in My Beer, Hank Jr., Hank Sr. Now, Dan, I want to tell them the story of what happened, because this is so low.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so low and petty.
For what? Dramatic effect, do you want to do it after a commercial break?
We don't do commercial breaks in the Playhouse.
Have you ever listened to this show?
No, I haven't.
Even
I
know that.
Never, kinda...
No, we've never done a commercial break in the Playhouse, ever.
Okay.
I do the sponsor joke, and today I have to have a sponsor and a joke sponsor.
Of course.
And then we break. But
okay.
Are you okay?
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, you said the new breaks were going to be 15, 30, and 45.
But,
and
we're not at 15. 30 yet.
No, but we're way past 15.
So we missed some.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll do that. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you something that other station did that's about as low as you can get. It's a true story. And I would, on a polygraph machine, I'd tell it the way I'm about to tell it. Quick break, we come back. This is 590 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? Refinancing out of that 30-year mortgage down to a 15. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
When Murphy was born, the doctor dropped him.
Sorry about that, man. They're just so slippery.
On his first birthday, the single candle on his cake burned down the family home.
Grab the cat!
When he was 12, he hit his first home run, which hit his father in the head and left him thinking he was a chicken.
Dad?
Throughout Murphy's life, anything that could go wrong did. But now, even Murphy can win.
I can?
With MyBookie.ag, anyone can bet on sports and win.
But I never win anything.
All you have to do is sign up to get 50% bonus cash. Bet with confidence. MyBookie.ag has fast payouts and the best customer service in the business.
I just bet on the Browns to win the big game. That's Brady's team, right?
Okay, maybe Murphy will never win. But you can on MyBookie.ag. Log on today and use the promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment? Or maybe dropping from that 30-year to a 15-year, keeping your payment the same. Here's one more. Now's the perfect time to do a cash-out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
All right, it's a box. It's not real big. It's called a 360 Instant Replay. It's essentially a hard drive. And for 20 years at the other place, this has been a crucial part of the show. Now I'm going to have Limey just hit some buttons. Every sound, there are 700 sounds in here. From pieces of music to noises to... Just hit a button. Just hit different things. Here.
Idiot!
Hit.
Oh. Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
God darn it!
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All!
Now, you've heard all of those over the years, and there's 700 in there. Some we use more than others, like the anyway thing we use all the time.
Anyway.
Yeah, if somebody goes, I'm AM in the PM. Those are all in this hard drive that you can unplug and pick up and carry and put in your car. It's not very heavy. Brand new, they cost about $3,000. Over 20 years ago, the station purchased one for our show. And for 20 years, no one has touched this box but us. Whoever ran the control board, the guy before Limey, or Dan, nobody else. It was locked in a file cabinet. 20 years, no interest in it. They never used it. They had no intention of using it. Never touched it. The Friday before Labor Day, I get a call from somebody that said Dan Strauss lost it at the station. And I've known Dan a long time. And he's not a guy to lose it, but he had every right to lose it because the boss, the general manager, went in and took this box, this hard drive. Now, you'd have to be really stupid to not know why he did that.
Are you serious?
I could not be more serious. To keep us from stealing it, which in itself is an insult to say we would steal equipment. I've never stolen a piece of equipment in my entire radio life. Or to take it to scrub it clean like Hillary did the emails.
You've been drinking.
And empty it so all of our sounds for our show were gone. Now, there's no other reason you would take it. So I sent him a text, and I essentially said that I sure hope that thing was back in there Tuesday after Labor Day, because some of the stuff, everything in there belongs to me. Every sound that was put in there, I might not own or have copyrights on the sounds, although some of them I do have trademarks for. All of the content belonged to the show. The box belonged to them. And the response was, okay, it'll be in there Tuesday, but as soon as the show is over, I want it handed directly over to, and he named a station employee, as if to say, I'm going to have somebody watching you to make sure you don't steal that. So I sent another text, and I said, how much do you want for the thing? I'll just buy it. Because we were going to have to dump from the old box into a new box 700 sounds, and you have to do them one at a time.
One at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I just said, one at a time.
Well, Trevor had to do it.
Yep.
So the text back was, I want $1,000 for it. It's worth about $300. But I said, fine. And the next day I had a cashier's check. I left it there, and the machine was ours. And then I went ahead and bought a new one. And we're in the process of dumping every... How many of the 700 do you have in the new machine?
Right now, I think I'm up to 200.
And the one he didn't dump was the theme to the Playhouse. Can you even believe it? Can you even believe it? But here's my point.
I felt bad.
When you work somewhere 20 years and somebody implies that they think you might steal a used box worth about $300...
No, I'm serious.
I am serious. Or that maybe they'll just conveniently lose it or delete everything in it. That is pretty low. That's pretty low. But they're all here. We have them all. And the show will go on. It'll be just as ridiculous as it's always been. He'll continue to hit the wrong sounds for about 90 days. And if it goes past that, then the probationary board will have a meeting and he'll be put in front of them. And we'll see what happens. But that's an interesting story that I thought you would appreciate, because it's sheds a little more light on why we're so thrilled to be out of there and be here. I'm about to tell you a joke. It is the sausage joke. It may be the most famous joke never told on our show, because it hasn't been told in 12 years. And the bit and the gag is funnier than the joke. It is not one of the 10 funniest jokes I've ever heard.
And before you do that, I want to say, this goes back to the Playhouse theme, that a guy called in and he said, it is so nice to have you guys back on. And the best part about it is you guys just picked up right where you left off. Yeah. It just sounds like you were at the other station until
we made the same mistakes we made there, only more because of Limey.
I'm learning. Like, I wish our listeners could actually see.
You sound like, turn your mic up higher, hotter. You're a million miles away.
All right, sorry. Is that better? Okay, good. Well, I wish our listeners could see the spaceship that I am sitting in front of.
Wow. Look, in your defense, today is the very first day you have sat down into this 2030 futuristic.
Yeah, no,
I'm not kidding. And so it's going to take you a while.
It's going to take me a minute.
But we're still going to call you an idiot, and we're still going to make fun of your mistakes, and we're going to make sure that everybody knows it's you making them. It'll thicken your skin, and you'll be a better person for
it. Gino came walking in here. I have a board in front of me that I can do some things with, and he said, do your settings. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So he goes, do your settings.
Know that you can't even see?
Yeah, I know. He says, do your settings, and then I'll set them. And he goes and sets them, and then he says, okay, here's your setting. And he has my name on there. I dial it up, and boom. And then everything's set the way that I want it.
Well, the bottom line to all this is, all of this is good. We're in a really good place, though.
Great.
And we're with people who accommodate. What do you need? What can we get? We're not used to that. It throws us off just a little bit. So I'm going to tell a joke. It's going to be brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Dr. Gilbertson, Dr. Andrioff, thank you so much for your business. The two most recent newest advertisers we have are Gateway Lock and Security and MD Health and Wellness. And I got an email about 3 days ago from a guy who lost a bunch of weight on MD Health and Wellness, and he's gained it all back. And in his email, he said to me, this is all my fault, and I know that. He said, I'm going to go back and do this again, and this time I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to stick to what I learned from them. I appreciated that email so much because he didn't write and say, oh, yeah, I did it, and it didn't work. It worked. It's like it worked for me. I lost 35 pounds. I have a couple of times put 6 or 7 pounds back on, but I lost it again because I do not want to be shopping ever again for 44-inch waist pants. And that's what I was up for. It's MD Health and Wellness. Now, I also have a woman who has been keeping me updated and giving me feedback on LipoMelt. I think she's 5 or 6 sessions in. LipoMelt is a, it's hard to describe, it melts fat. It's LEDs, light-emitting diodes. That's what that stands for, LED. See, I know some stuff. And in about 20-minute sessions each, it melts fat that's absorbed by your system. And she is, I think, 5 or 6 sessions in, and she notices a dramatic difference. She's going to do a 12-session program. You might want to check into it. It's called LipoMelt. It's not liposuction. They don't jam a tube in you and suck fat out. I've seen that. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was my impression. Thank you. Thank you. No. Where's the audience? You'll notice everything will be backwards. You know, the applause will come later than it did. LipoMelt, the place is MD Health and Wellness there in Bridgeton. They are very good at what they do. And they don't deal in, what should I call them, charlatan-type tactics or products. Their weight loss plan works if you do what you're supposed to do. You will continue to be smaller and lighter if you do what they teach you to do. And then you might want to look into LipoMelt. It's all on their website, mdhealthwellness.com. Ladies, would you come in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
The joke is dedicated to Chuck Phillips. Chuck's daughter, Katie, works here. She is a wonderful, wonderful person. And one of the first people to make me feel beyond just welcome here. Katie, they're lucky to have you. And Chuck, you got yourself a great daughter. Chuck's been listening for a long time. Let me start by saying this, and I think I need to say this. For those who, when it's over, go, that's it? That's the sausage joke? It's not that funny. I have always said this would never be put in, like, the top 20 jokes. But years ago, a guy named Terry Daly was on the show, and before I would tell a joke, he would always say, is this the sausage joke? And I'd say, no, not yet. And it became such a running gag that 12 years have gone by at least, and I've never told the joke, just because the gag was funnier than the joke. So now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are here just for it today, here is the famous sausage joke, and you will probably never hear me tell it again because I want that bit to continue. I may tell it the very last day ever that I do this for a living. When I know it's the last day, I may tell it again. Till then, you have to count on podcasts. Here we go. Two drunks. And I mean, these guys are major league drunks. And they run out of money. But they still want to keep drinking and go to bars. So one guy says to the other, he goes, do you have any money? And the other guy says, I've got $1.89. And the other says, give it to me. I'll put it with my money. And I'll be right back. And he runs around the corner. There's a deli around the corner. He comes back, and he's got a sausage, like a Polish sausage. And he says, this is going to get us some drinks. And his buddy says, what are you talking about? How? I said, easy. He says, we'll go into the bar, and we'll go into, you know, like the rough bars, like the trucker and biker bars, and we'll rack up like a tab, and when they say it's time to pay up, I'll have the sausage in my pants, and I'll unzip my pants, and I'll take it out. And then you get down on your knees, and you start giving me a Monica, and they'll throw us out. His buddy says, it's a great idea. So they go in the bar. They have like six or eight drinks. The bartender says, hey, you guys are racking up quite a tab. I think it's time maybe you paid. That's the cue. One guy stands up, unzips his pants, takes the sausage out. His buddy gets on his knees, starts to perform a Monica, and the bartender says, hey, get the hell out of here. What? And he throws him out on the street. And they're laughing. And the guy with the sausage says, see, I told you this would work. And they go to another bar. Same thing. They have a drink after drink after drink. Bartender says, I think it's time you might want to pay. Tab is getting up there pretty good. That's the cue. The guy with the sausage stands up, takes the sausage out of his pants. His buddy gets on his knees. Just as they're about to go into the Monica Lewinsky thing, they get thrown out of the bar. His buddy says, isn't this the greatest? We never have to pay. So they just keep going to bar after bar, and they keep... And finally, the guy who's been getting on his knees, he says to his buddy, he says, listen, I'm tired of being the one that has to get on my knees. Why don't you do that for a while? You give me the sausage. His buddy says, I can't do that. He says, why not? He says, I lost that sausage like eight bars back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment? Or maybe dropping from that 30-year to a 15-year, keeping your payment the same? Here's one more. Now's the perfect time to do a cash out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. Now's the perfect time to do a cash out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Business, and then Mike Evans will join us. Also, I want to mention One of the things we're very excited about is Larry Connors will follow our show every day. Larry, are you on Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday?
Monday through Friday.
5 days a week. He's harder working. No, your mic's not even on because Limey doesn't know how to turn it on. That is one of the great things that we help get accomplished here is that Larry, whose show has been, quite frankly, wasted being on at 9 to midnight, more people should have been able to hear it. Most people aren't listening to the radio then. Thank goodness this place recognized the hard work he does. So 6 to 8, Larry Connors, right after this show, will come on with Larry Connors. Larry Connors, USA, America.
Let me clarify.
What?
Frank is the one who really recognized my program and has been pushing it, promoting it from day one. I thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Tell them the name of the show.
Larry Connors, USA, 6 to 8.
6 to 8 o'clock. Folks, if you listen to his show for an hour, just an hour, three times, you will be hooked. It is one of the best produced, best prepared shows that I've heard on the radio anywhere in this country, and he works really hard on it. So give him a shot, and you'll be hooked. You'll want to listen every night. Good Feet Stores are also were nice enough to come along with us. There are two locations in the St. Louis area, Good Feet's all over the country. And I think you know what they do. They do inserts, arch supports, whatever you want to call them. You can have foot pain. You can also have knee pain, back pain, hip pain, leg pain. You could have headaches. And there are thousands of people who have gotten relief from all of those things with a simple adjustment in the way you distribute your weight on your feet. It sounds goofy to some people, but not to the people who are now pain-free. So if you will go in, tell them your AM and the PM, that's important. And they'll have you stand on a piece of carbon and it'll make an impression and they know exactly what your impression, it'll tell them where the excessive weight is being put on your feet and that little arch support or insert will eliminate that and shift that weight over. And right there in the store, if you don't tell a difference, thank them and walk out, but you'll be stunned. There's a very good chance you'll be stunned when you stand up and walk around and go, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this. I can tell the difference. And that's what's happened for lots of people. Good Feet, two locations in St. Louis area. One is on Olive, just west of 270, catty-cornered across from Friday's. And the other one's in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores.
From
Southern California, and going to be with us every Monday through Thursday, and on Fridays he's going to join the sports show on Friday afternoon because he knows a lot about sports and he's worked a lot in the sports world. Mike Evans is brought to you, as he always has been for so long, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, right next door to each other, and they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards always a good idea. They sell thousands a year. From Southern California, please welcome to 590 The Fan, Mike Evans. Hallmark. He's drinking to celebrate our new radio home.
Oh, I'm celebrating, homie. I'm celebrating being on a great radio station for the first time in St. Louis.
Yeah, you're going to like it here. You're going to like
That's
it.
That's great. Hey, good afternoon. Had a little few glasses of wine, homie. Just a few glasses of wine.
590 The Fan. Get used to hearing that, okay?
I love it. Hey, your pop quiz question. Now, we do a pop quiz question all week long, but I know a lot of people already know that. Today and the rest of the week, our pop quiz question is about the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Hollywood Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard at Vine. Part of it goes down Vine. The rest of it goes down Hollywood Boulevard to La Brea in Hollywood town proper. Have you ever seen the stars?
I have. I have seen it.
Kind of cool. Today, name the name of the star who does not have a star on the walk. Marilyn Monroe. Bob Hope.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's
I did hit it. It was just turned down.
Well, then you.
I did hit it.
So it was wrong.
It was just turned down.
No, hold on. That's like saying, oh, I said it. I just didn't have my mic on. You might
yeah,
not have
exactly.
Said it. He's having a rough day. We're kind of cutting some slack. It's all
that's okay. That's okay. It's the first day at the new station.
With all new equipment, and it's
yeah,
a great
it's okay.
Place to be. It's okay. He says it's
You're
okay.
You're doing okay, Limey.
Thanks,
all right.
Mike.
All right. One of these does not have a star. Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Bob Hope.
Okay.
Bob Hope.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Clint Eastwood. Of course, Ryan Seacrest has one.
Well, of course he does.
but one of these four doesn't.
Okay.
Still a scumbag, always a scumbag. This is Scoopage, and you'll hear a lot of Scoopage from me on Monday through Thursday and on Friday in sports. Is
it true?
When O.J. Simpson was picked up from prison Saturday night, there was a person in the back seat with a camera, took video of everything that O.J. did, including getting in the car, for the reality show that O.J. is going to try to sell.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
O.J. also has an agent talking to ABC, NBC, 60 Minutes, Bob, Wawa, Oprah, Kelly Ripa, and even Megyn Kelly, shopping his first interview. He wants $4 million, but only if paid to an offshore foreign account so the Goldmans can't touch it.
What a piece of crap.
Unbelievable. Tomorrow, Bruce Springsteen, the boss, opens on Broadway. It's sold out every show for the next 16 weeks. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Barack Obama, Beyonce, Bobby De Niro, and Bono all have tickets for the first show. Sports shorts. I love this. Yesterday, 95-year-old Yankee fan Joe Casiraghi went to his first Yankee game since 1932.
Wow.
Last time he went to a Yankee game, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig were in the lineup. That's amazing to me. Baseball playoffs are here. I can't believe the Cardinals aren't in it.
Well, you can't believe it.
It's just unbelievable to me. I'm hoping for a Dodgers versus anybody World Series.
Indians.
That'd be good. I mean, I still like Yankees or Boston, though. I love Aminals. And so,
Aminals?
Hold on, I need a drink for that.
Young people, that's what happens when you drink.
I love animals. And it's a sad story, but I was so happy to hear that New York attorney Tony Pastor received the maximum 2 years in a state penitentiary, and he was disbarred for life for beating his girlfriend's puppy to death because she took too long to get ready for a date.
Wow.
Because his girlfriend took too long?
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he beat the dog to death in front of her.
You want to know an interesting little statistic? In St. Louis County, there's no jail time if you shoot and kill a dog, but if you torture the dog, it's a felony. It's a misdemeanor if you shoot it. Who's to say that when you shot the dog, it wasn't torture?
Absolutely.
I've never understood that law and that. It doesn't make sense to me.
I agree.
Just walk right up and just blow a dog's head off. Eh, misdemeanor.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I got a New York Post headline above a photograph that was taken a couple of months ago of Hugh Hefner and 50 centerfolds marking an anniversary. The New York Post headline above the picture screamed, "These were the breast of days."
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. I like it.
Breast of days, homie.
I like it.
And finally.
You dated a Playboy Playmate.
Not only did I date a Playboy Playmate centerfold, I got her in Playboy, and I made a deal with Christy Hefner that if I got her into the Playboy, if she picked my fiance at the time to be a Playmate centerfold, she would put me in the magazine with my name in it. She picked her Lisa Pedriana, April 1984. If you see the magazine, you'll see Lisa and my picture and my name in the magazine.
Come on, man. Did you get to go to the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. How about that deal the guy made who bought it for $100 million? And part of the deal was that Hugh Hefner gets to keep living
there
till he died. He only had to live there a year. A year later.
Well, isn't the guy tearing down all the mansion now? He's going to renovate the entire area?
Oh, they say it's disgusting.
It's a nasty-ass place.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's absolutely disgusting.
It was nasty. The pool underneath.
Think of everything that went on there.
Oh, it was. And you know what? Hugh Hefner was a hideous human being.
Really?
Absolutely hideous. Terrible man. Vulgar, filthy, nasty human being.
No kidding.
Yep. Well, that's the way it was. I hate to say talk bad about the dead, but simply the way it was.
Yeah, you did. Well, what a life. How about that life?
He probably never got laid, though. I hear he couldn't get laid if he was an egg. That's what I heard.
No kidding.
Hello?
And finally.
Thank you. Name the name of the star who does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Marilyn Monroe, Bob Hope, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Clint Eastwood?
Whoa.
Let's just start with Limey. Who do you think?
I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm going to go with Clint Eastwood.
What do you think, Tim?
I'll go with Limey, because Limey's not getting a star. He's didn't turn my mic on the whole day, so he's not getting a star.
Time. Why would I turn his mic on? He speaks for 30 seconds an hour.
Only
sorry.
Every time he's gone to speak, you don't have his mic on. Now, let me tell you something.
Right, I'm leaving it up now.
No, I know a little bit about Tim. He is a mean and nasty person.
Apparently
and
so.
If you make him mad, I think it's the fourth time, that's when he goes insane.
Oh, he goes nuts.
Who did you think it was?
And I had a letter published in Playboy magazine one time, too.
Come on.
Hey, your picture was in it with your name and your fiancé, a centerfold, okay?
Don't try to upstage Mike. Mike dated a centerfold. Who do you think it is that doesn't have a
Monroe.
I will also say Marilyn Monroe.
This person said, who needs a frickin' star? I don't want one. Clint Eastwood.
That was me.
Well done, Dan.
All right.
Everybody have a great day. Take care. It is so great to be on the fan.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mike Evans.
All right. Now, if I get this right.
Okay.
I have 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
You've got 2 minutes and 7 seconds. 2 minutes and 5.
Okay, don't count it down. Yeah, don't do that.
2 minutes.
Right, I want to express my deepest condolences and say, poor Kent Earhart. Folks, they put him in that slot where we were at the other station. Kent Earhart is a nice guy. He does not deserve that torture. That's the slot you don't want to go in. And Kent, you're more of a trooper than I would be, because I know how painful that had to be. I turned it on one day last week, and I'm not making this up. I had it on for about 15 minutes. I just wanted to hear how bad it was, not because of him. And he actually said to one of the callers, look, Frank is not here anymore. He said he does not work it, I knew exactly what was going on. He was tired, sick and tired of everybody calling. Go, oh, get you. This sucks. Get Frank back.
Where's Frank?
So Kent, you're a good guy. Sorry you had to be put in that position. And folks, it will never get smoothed out, because that's not what we do. We don't do a smooth show. It'll always be ragged, huh?
40 seconds.
You can just hit the
36.
No, I know how many. I know.
I'm cool.
You got a little attitude today. You're mad. You're mad at yourself because you screwed everything up. Are you gonna have the Playhouse theme tomorrow?
I am gonna have the Playhouse theme tomorrow.
Right. I'm gonna make a public announcement. If you don't have the Playhouse theme. You see this guy, Tim? You see him?
Hey, Tim.
How big he is and tough he is?
Right.
We're going to allow him to just beat the crap out of you. Right, and we're going to open the mics and let people hear you screaming while he goes. I'm not kidding. So that's what we're going to have, the Playhouse theme tomorrow. I think that probably ensured it. I have now.
Let's hit that thing.
I now have 3 seconds, and then this music is going to start. There it is, right there. Thank you. Where is it? Where? There.
Oh my God!
Thank you so much. Have a great Monday evening, everybody. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
This is Tim McKernan, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNTHD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.